Okay, Simon Kufhei, continuing the halachas of Chalamayit. So, Dvarim Asura Mishum Tircha, what you're not allowed to do with Tircha and Chalamayit, boy, beis sifim. Aleph, also lasiyah v'lisa mitaltalav u'klei beisai. It's also to travel and carry things and things from your house, b'chalamayit, midirash b'chatz zulu, dirash b'chatz acheres. From one deer in one chatzah to a deer in another chatzah, even if you're going from an ugly apartment to a fancier apartment, but from one house to another house in one chatzah is mutter. And if the 2 yards are close to each other, there's a door in between them, then you're allowed to move it there. As long as you don't give a shus harabim. Meaning, this is all based on malacha. It's very difficult for people to understand this concept in what do you call it in halacha. Meaning, they think it's a tircha, so you're schlepping, right? I mean, you're schlepping, so that's a tircha. No, it's a tircha based on what's malacha. So to go within one chatzah, so you could schlep all you want, right? So if you're within an eruv, you also could schlep. So theoretically, you can move houses on Cholamayit, because that's not considered a malacha. Makom Seida, and if it's a loss, mutar afilu meir leir, even one city to another city. If you're living in a borrowed apartment, you're going to your own apartment. If it's mutar because it was yomtev, shesimcha hi loy lada b'dira shi shaloi. It's a simcha to live in your own apartment. The only thing is, you have zilzal. If it's a zilzal tamayir, that's a whole different subject. So, beis imtzarach lachnas peroisa v'shar scharim mepnei shehu yarim mepnei ganavim v'shar hefsid. Let's say you have to bring in your fruit or other property because you're afraid of ganavim or other losses like from rain. Koma shev shalasis betzina yasa, do it as much as you can betzina. V'miyav shalasis betzina. You could do it again. It's because of Davar Avad, but if you waited and you left this for Chalamaya, then it's also, meaning because Chalamaya you have more times, and then it's also to do. Simin Kuvav, Dine Mecca Chomemgram Chalamaya, to do business on Chalamaya, Rubai Ches Ifim. Aleph, Kol Schar Asura Bein Likunis Bein Limkar. Any business, it's also to do. Whether you're buying or you're selling, rakim nizdami le'revach meruba, unless you get a really good deal, yachal liknos ulimka betzina, then you're allowed to buy and sell betzina. V'yotzi lechvayt yomtiv, and then you have to spend some of that money lechavayt yomtiv. V'yotzi marashav yibedaiti lahaitzi, more than what you normally spend. So if you got a good deal in the stock market, so you buy it, but then you have to use some of that money lechavayt yomtiv. V'ezim yesh le'schayra, if you have schayra, merchandise, that if you don't sell it now, you're going to lose from the principal, meaning not that you're going to lose a profit. It's actually going to go down. So it's mutter to sell it because of davar avar. But if you're not choshed for the loss, it's just that you're afraid that you're not going to profit. Also, then you're not allowed to sell. Because not making a profit is not called a loss. Gimel imchal yirid, if there's a big sale, shehu yom hashuk abal leprakim, that's back then, it's like the flea market that came to town, o yom hashuk shebechal shvua, or the regular weekly shuk, elashatu kaidim hachagoy shemisasim kainim harbe, and it's before the goyish holidays, where many purchases come, since it's not something that's common, chashvin and kamen nias a revach, kama hefsid, then losing the profits like a hefsid. Lemushel, the April 15th was this week, right? So that's a time when all the goyim are doing their taxes. So it could be an accountant would have a heter to work because that's the week that he has to get it all done. He can't push it off to the next week. Anyways, it's Mutar Limkar. I went back. The Kivan to Davar She'enah Tadir Chashvin and Gamani as a Revach Kamei Hefsid. So then, even losing profits considered like a loss. And then, of course, the most common is if you're punked next to a mall and the mall has some clothing there, you're going to have to schlep it back, da, 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 so then you'd be able to go shopping there too on Yom Tov, on Chol HaMoed. But the regular weekly Yom HaShuk, that's also. Let's say sometimes a seller or a ship comes in with stuff on sale, and it doesn't constantly come, then you could buy and sell with them because it's an abnormal situation, and if you're gonna lose out too much. Somebody needs to buy wine at the time of the harvest. Then he needs it for his house for the year. To drink the whole year. If he doesn't buy it now, the wine price are gonna go up. But not for business. So the common question here is when you check flights to Eretz Yisrael, and you see that the prices go down, are you allowed to buy it on Chol HaMoed?
Sure, hope so.
So it would be mutter. Hey, dvarim hanitzrachim lamoed, things that are necessary for moed, going peiros, v'tavlin, fruit, spices, moichon gedarkon, afilu b'farhesia, that could be sold even in public, which is the heter for grocery stores to be open on Chol HaMoed. I guess, David, it's good that you're listening in on this. Because otherwise, why would they have a heter? And once they're ready, keeping it open for Yidden, it's mutter for them to also sell for a guy. How about to collect debt? Noigin lahakel, afilu miYisrael, it's the minig is to be makel even to a Yid. Mishum dechayshin ledavar aver, that's considered davar aver. Meaning, if you have an opportunity to collect a loan, you better collect it. Zayin lahavos beribis lahakam arogelatzli, to lend beribis to a guy who normally comes to you. That's mutter, because you don't. This one comes up a lot. Can you keep a business open? Because if you close it down for a week, they're going to take their business elsewhere. Right? Meaning, right now there's no chashash of a heavy loss. No, so the guy won't buy from you that week. But if he needs a new broker, he goes and takes a new broker, and you lost your customer for life. That could be a big loss. And if you lend to a guy who doesn't normally borrow from you, so meaning if punked guy, a new customer comes, so then you don't have this heter. So the kids are saying what you do is you take any of the interest that you made and you give it to Simchas Yomtiv. So sell to a new customer, it's also that you can't even. Do it and then add on for Simchas Yom Tov. So why is a loan different? I think because a loan is not really a malacha, but business is. But if it's a regular customer, it's mutter mishum davi davar aver, that he shouldn't go to do business by other people. Chiluf matvayis aser, money changing is aser. But if you need it, like in Eretz Yisrael, and you only have dollars, so then l'chayr you can do it. Okay, we'll stop over there, and have a fine night.